first of all, it was myself that proposed that the independent group home in Erthgilweath many years ago when I looked at a plan to have Erthgilweath demolished and social housing constructed, and I wanted a group home independent living as part of it. The social housing will start. I understand that machines will be on site next Monday, which will be welcomed by the community. The second part of it is the group home, the independent living. It isn't the council that operate them. It isn't the council that take them over. It is an approved housing body. And just like we secured in Dunloe, the approved housing body that operates Dunloe is the Parents and Friends of Children with Intellectual Disabilities in Donegal. They do tremendous work, and it is my engagement with them to try and ensure that they actually come in and operate this centre also. The contractor, which I've been talking to over the last number of weeks, has made it very clear to me that if there is an approved housing body to take this over, that he will build a group home. So there is a huge lot of concern in Gidor in terms of whether this is going ahead or not. So I think it's important just to inform them of that. There will be a meeting next week between the HSC, the contractor, and the approved housing body. And I understand that the approved housing body then will make their decision within the following weeks after that. But I am very hopeful. It's always been my ambition to make sure that this happens and that there has been a drop in terms of communication. My job over the last number of weeks and months was actually to bring all of the parties together. That has been happening. There's a clear understanding between all the parties now, and there's a meeting next week to progress it.
And your hope is that after that meeting next week, there will be an application from the approved housing body, and the indication you're getting from the contractor is that they will quite happily proceed on that basis, and hopefully before too long it'll be all steam ahead.
There's three things that are required, Donal, and while I can't speak for any of these parties, there are three things. One is you need the developer to be willing to build this home on his own land, and he has told me that he is willing, if there's an approved housing body, to take it over. The second thing is we need an approved housing body. The council are talking to the Parents and Friends of Children with Intellectual Disabilities as the body to come and take this over, and there is a meeting next week, and I know members of that committee have spoken to them personally down throughout the years. It's through conversation that I had with them many years ago that we actually proposed the site as the location. So I'm hopeful that they will make the right decision. And the third part is you need the HSE to come in to operate it. We have a letter of support from the HSE going back to 2019. So as I said, look, my job has been over the last number of weeks to put all of the pieces, the jigsaw on the table, and to make sure that people are talking to each other. They are talking to each other. I think there has been a misunderstanding over a while whether this was going to go ahead or not from the contractor. There is clarity now. There is a meeting next week, and I will stay on top of this with our councillor, John Hamish. And the second thing is, we need more than just one group home in Gidor, and that's why I've also proposed to the council that the new site in Derrybeg, which they're also operating, that we should have a second group home, and I have positive reassurances in relation to that as well.